At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please serve everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Dave. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores. All right, Dave, you understand how this here game is played.
Yes, I do. Quick shout out to Cal Raleigh for that home run derby last night.
Oh, hell yeah, dude. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I believe I called it on the air with you a couple weeks ago.
Yep. And you were right. Mm-hmm. I figured you were just being a homer. And maybe you were, but you ended up being a correct homer.
Homer, I guess.
Oh, geez. Yeah. I don't say, what do you call a man with no arms and no legs that you hit with a baseball bat? Homer. All right. Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have the wonderful world of drugs. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. And finally, today, we offer you license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
Let's go with drugs.
Drugs. All right. A man who admitted to being high on drugs nearly ran over multiple pedestrians while speeding through a highly foot-trafficked area, this in Muncie, Indiana. 27-year-old Patrick Pacheco. He was arrested at gunpoint just before 4 a.m. after crashing his Ford Mustang and then fleeing on foot, kicking off a short-lived manhunt. Now, witnesses spotted Pacheco's black Ford Mustang driving recklessly. He struck a building with the Mustang, tearing a chunk out of the building and then leaving the vehicle with heavy front damage. As the first police officer arrived on the scene, he noted hearing a loud engine revving, followed by the squeals of a vehicle burning out. This is when the officer spotted Pacheco's damaged car racing past. Pacheco nearly struck the patrol vehicle while he sped past. He also drove over a sidewalk occupied by multiple pedestrians, and I love that they had this, and ran a stop sign. Now, officers pursued Pacheco, who allegedly was driving without his headlights on while traveling at a high rate of speed. Now, eventually, he fishtailed his Mustang, knocked over a streetlight. His vehicle finally came to a full stop after crashing into a tree. Officers drew their guns and ordered the driver out of the car. But they found the vehicle empty because Pacheco, he bailed and fled on foot, leaving behind his shoes. Numerous officers began searching on foot, using a canine to track him. He was apprehended just before 4 a.m. and held at gunpoint by officers. Now, he admitted to using drugs and drinking alcohol. He denied being the driver of the Mustang, despite the vehicle being registered under his name. Now, you might be shocked, but he was arrested. The question is, what was he high on? Was it crack? Was it meth? Was it cocaine? Or was it fentanyl? So crack, meth, cocaine, or fentanyl. What was this lunatic on? With the audacity to run a stop sign.
Yeah, that sounds expensive. I'm going to go with crack. What are you guys thinking?
Dave, I'm going to go meth. Indiana meth. I don't know why, but maybe this guy's got a little bit of cash on him. It's cocaine.
Cocaine. Okay. What was this guy on? Crack, meth, coke, or fentanyl? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room. Categories.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework. It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Drugs on Profile. This man said he was, in fact, high on drugs when he almost hit a group of pedestrians.
And ran a stop sign, Miles. Yeah. I don't know why you just gloss
over
that.
Sidewalk, ran away, eventually was caught a few hours later. Question is, what drugs was this guy on? He admitted to it. Was it crack, meth, cocaine, or fentanyl?
And that is a question we posed to you, Dave. Now, let us start with Miles Montgomery. You went with meth. It is Indiana. Typically, that'd be the safe choice. It was not. Methamphetamine. Dave, you went with crack cocaine, a.k.a. crack. I'm afraid that it was not crack. And by the way, Dave, a buddy of yours texted in. He's pissed off that you got on the line before him and got to play. Just thought I'd share.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it, man. And D-Ted Smith, he said, I think he's got some money. Why not? A Ford Mustang, driving fast. And again, yes.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Was the Mustang kind of your tipping point?
It could have been an old ratty one. For some reason, I just said, it's a nice one.
If he's driving that fast and doing that kind of damage, yeah. I would think it's a newer, nice.
I'm going to go out on a limb and say he's probably drunk, too.
Oh, he was. He was all like, right. Well, look, guys, yeah, okay, I admit it. I did cocaine, but really, also I'm hammered.
Yeah. Now for all TV news all the time, and it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today. You got the Jimmys.
Fallon and Kimmel.
Seth Meyers. Colbert.
Stephen.
Kimmel.
Jimmy.
Again. You have a guest host.
Oh,
Anderson? No, that was last week.
Anthony Anderson was last week. Duh, he doesn't have a joke in here, so I can't think of it here. DeStefano is hosting this week.
Oh.
Chris DeStefano, comedian. Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted?
That was smooth, huh, Mike?
Is it late?
Nobody's going to guess Kimmel or DeStefano.
It is right there in the title. These guys have teams of talented writers help them come over their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine, is this an actual late-night joke and from whom? Or could it be a Ted Smith original?
Smooth like a cobblestone road.
Over the weekend, a group of nudists in Pittsburgh held a naked bowling event, and putting on the rented shoes was still the grossest part.
Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Well, listen to this. Over the weekend, a group of nudists in Pittsburgh hosted a naked bowling event. Yeah, and putting on the rented shoes was still the grossest part.
The big story last week was the Espionage files and client list that we were told was in the government's hand. Then we were told the files did not exist and they had gone away. I mean, who's in charge of these files? David Copperfield?
That's Smith.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah. Look, they're not going to get that risque.
You don't think?
No. I think if Copperfield were more current with some of his allegations, absolutely. But yeah.
Copperfield, well, yeah, no comment.
Mike and I figured David Blaine was too, so we went Copperfield.
Yeah. Well, Copperfield also has an island in the Caribbean. We'll just put it that way.
Hey, good point. A thief in Massachusetts who stole over $100,000 in rare Pokemon cards. Trust me, the last thing you want to do is tell your cellmate you're in prison for jacking a Squirtle.
Does that sound?
I'm going to go Jimmy Fallon.
Jimmy Fallon.
You guys get this? I heard about a thief in Massachusetts who stole more than $100,000 worth of rare Pokemon cards. Trust me, the last thing you want to tell your cellmate is that you're in prison for jacking a Squirtle.
A nudist group in Pittsburgh over the weekend held its annual Bees Out bowling event where clothing is not allowed, and much to the horror of Jimmy's 8th grade birthday party.
Seth.
Yes, Seth.
That's Seth.
A nudist group in Pittsburgh over the weekend held its annual Balls Out bowling event where clothing is not allowed, much to the horror of Jimmy's 8th birthday party.
Levi's is keeping sales high despite the tariffs thanks to the popularity of jorts. I also found some great jorts at TJ Maxx, but they were just jeans a rat chewed.
Fallon?
Seth.
That's Fallon.
Levi's said that they have been able to keep sales high amid tariffs thanks to the popularity of jorts.
Oh.
I also found some great jorts at TJ Maxx, but they were just jeans that a rat chewed.
By the way, make jorts at home, and don't forget to put them in the dryer right afterwards. That'll help get you fray.
Oh, the fray. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. You want your jorts to be legit. I usually wait till the crotch area of my jeans is worn out, and then they become jorts.
Lucky us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. All right, so last night I watched a show, Jim Thorpe, Lit by Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It was on the History Channel. Now, Jim Thorpe, we all know for winning Olympic medals.
Correct.
And football and this and that. Miles, you might know this because you kind of grew up near Jim Thorpe, PA. Which is a whole weird thing. They had his body there to get people to go visit that area in Pennsylvania. But this guy is the greatest athlete of all time.
Yeah. Yeah. He's one of the, I guess, the most prolific Native American athletes.
Easily.
Correct. So Jim Thorpe is a Native American, and he's right after, you know, you have all the stuff with the massacres and this and that.
Yeah.
So he's living on a reservation. There's not that many Natives left, right? And at the time... Because I watched a whole thing from Ken Burns on this, too. Now, in retrospect, it's a bad idea to say, hey, put all the kids in these schools to learn English and to have... Basically, we're killing all the culture.
Yeah, the culture,
had.
Sure.
But one of the women who started that, she honestly thought she was helping them. Like, oh, I want them to be more like Americans mm-hmm. and this and that. So he's already in these schools, right? And they learn football. Now, you got to keep in mind... In 1904, there were so many deaths in football.
Deaths.
Jeez. It was a brutal game because it's not just football's different than you know it now, but also basically you could just jump up like AB did and just kick somebody with your cleats to keep going.
Oh, wow.
People were getting punched in the face, and literally people died playing this sport. I'm not going to go down the road of how it came from soccer and this and everything right. else. So he's playing football. He loves it. He's already a natural great athlete. There's this Carlisle school in PA, Carlisle, Pennsylvania, that's kind of famous for natives to go to.
Mm-hmm.
And there he gets there. Their coach happens to be Pop Warner, the same Pop
really?
Warner right you're thinking of, who had already coached at Cornell and this and that.
Okay.
Harvard's the best team in the land. Harvard, I yeah. know. But it's a very preppy white sport. So by the time Jim Thorpe gets
still
to
this, is brother.
Yeah. By the time he gets there, he's also at football. They start winning. He's named at Camp Randall's one of his one of all Americans, this and that. And the story is that one day he's walking around and he sees a guy doing a high jump. He's not in athletic gear or anything like that. He just runs over to do the high jump. And they're like, oh, he could do this.
He Forrest Gumped it.
Basically, yes. Like, you hear stories about, like, Bo Jackson in the same way, that yeah. he could, like, dunk little sticks and stuff when he's, like, 8 or 9 or jump over a river. But this guy was just that good of an athlete, dominates in the Olympics and everything, wins all these medals, comes back, still plays football. Now, what a lot of these guys would do, because baseball was super popular, they'd play on these lower minor league teams in the offseason and get a little bit of money.
Okay.
Well, you got to keep in mind, when the Olympics started, a big deal was you have to be an amateur.
This Correct.
Is, because yep. it was looked down upon to get paid money to play sports. I mean, this is before Ruth. Right?
Yeah.
This is before a lot of that stuff happens. So they strip all his medals. He ends up playing there. Then he ends up getting signed to play baseball because he's such a big draw.
Right, right.
That people are showing up, but he's never played baseball before. So it's like his first couple years, he's hitting 150, but he didn't grow up playing the sport.
Yeah.
Right? You got grown men pumping a ball 90 miles an hour out of mound. Just unreal story. Like, I kind of knew of Jim Thorpe.
Right.
But when you watch this, and he's just 10 years before fame hits for Babe Ruth and all those guys and this and that. But it's just a wild story. And he's that good. I would say probably the best athlete to ever live on this land.
That we know of, for sure.
Yeah. I also found out a lot of people thought he was the second incarnation of Black Hawk, who was this famous leader in his tribe that had fought all the way till the end of dying. But, like, that's where you get Chicago Blackhawks. That's why we have the Black Hawk helicopter.
Yeah.
World War I, there was a Black Hawk ship. Because even the Americans that had fought against these wars were like, that was the greatest warrior we'd ever seen.
You're still going to respect them, for sure.
Right, but watch Jim Thorpe, Lit by Lightning. It's on History Channel. If you have, have your Xfinity, I'm sure you could just talk into your remote and find it like I did.
Does your remote tell you to do that? Like, I'll know the number of certain stations that I want to get to, and I'll go there, and then it just pops up on the screen. It just says, next time, just say Discovery. I'm like, why do you care? Why do you care if I talk to you or if I just hit the numbers?
I'll be honest with you. I talk to my remote more than I talk to most people. I'm Rory, so Rory.
Can't text your remote.
You can't. Let's see. What else? I've been talking about him for 2 weeks. This is bad news. It was the guy I've been talking about for a week and a half now.
Brad Pitt.
But now some people are saying he might have had a facelift.
What?
No. I know. I don't want to believe it. But a Turkish plastic surgeon, which they have very good plastic surgery in Turkey, says there's a scar behind behind his ear that you can kind of see. So he thinks he had a facelift before F1 the movie, which I will not believe. I think he's just that good looking. Other people are saying he could have had multiple facelifts. There's also stem cell. Like, look, I'm not going to go through all this stuff. Just know this. If you're rich, it's easier to stay good pretty.
Mm-hmm. You're going to find out. It was a facelift because he's actually, it was a what's his name? I can't think of the kid's name now. Social Network kid.
Oh.
Jesse Eisenberg.
There you go.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to Cal Raleigh. That was awesome last night. At one point, I couldn't figure out why his brother just wouldn't stop smiling. Then it's like, oh, he's 15.
Yeah.
He had just caught that. I thought it was awesome. And just remember, hummus does a body good. That's all I got out when I looked at Cal Raleigh. Like, hummus, huh? Yeah. Is it good? He goes, yeah. I walked away. And then to this day,
you'll never meet him again.
Right.
And you'll never be able to fix that.
He might win MVP this year.
Yeah.
And all I got out was hummus, huh?
Yeah.
Well,
a roasted red hummus.
I didn't even ask him what flavor. But he's playing in the All-Star game. That's on Fox right now. If you want to check it out.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Customs official bust a smuggler hiding tarantulas inside a sponge cake.
Nope.
Meanwhile, sheriff's deputies need your help finding their assault rifle. Oops. That's quite the mistake. Delta frequent flyer uses his points to get a new kidney instead. A man realizes with his homeowner's insurance, he just should bend over and spread. And a cyclist is killed when a tree falls on him, which is environmentally strange.
Mm-hmm.
It's time for your headline.
Now, it's time to hit the head. Lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story. We go to Los Angeles County, California, where something's missing. The local sheriff's department is now getting the public involved in finding something that they lost. The item in question is normally stored inside of the trunk of a deputy squad car and was found to be missing on the job one day. Security footage is currently being reviewed as the department retraces the steps of the deputies throughout the day, but now they're asking for the public to be on the lookout for the Colt M4 assault rifle that went missing.
How bad do you want that back?
Really, really,
really bad. What's the reward? Because what can I sell that for?
You could sell that for a pretty penny, but...
That's what I'm saying.
Because the only person they can trace it back to is the cop, even though they know the cop didn't do it. But yeah.
I just want cash.
But wait, there's more. The rifle was stored in a proper case along with 5 fully loaded magazines that carry 30 rounds apiece. 150 rounds of ammunition and a Colt M4 assault rifle are missing in Los Angeles County.
Man. Yeah.
That's not good at all.
No. In no way is that good.
No, it's not.
Damn.
Somebody has some explaining to do.
Yeah, that's a bad day for those. Do you think they... Look, you know cops keep all that crap in their trunk.
Oh, yeah.
Do you think he left his trunk open and someone snatched it out? Or because you know they keep that stuff in their trunk, someone had the balls to say, I'm going to pop the lock on a cop car
that
trunk
and
snatch it.
That is the best case scenario. That is the best case scenario that somebody went in and popped the trunk. Because he's already got an ass-chewing coming.
Isn't it sad that that's the best case scenario?
Right.
Because if they did do that, how much of an ass chewing does he get? Because you go like, look, man, I parked the car like any cop parks a car. For whatever reason, they targeted this and broke in.
Right.
However, if he didn't close the trunk all the way, that's a whole mess.
Yeah.
Damn.
That's really, really, really bad. Really bad.
Yeah.
In other words, like, I can't even understand. Right. Like, I'm trying to put myself in that deputy's shoes. I am shaking in my boot. Like, I want to run.
I'm thinking of the boss's position. You know, he's telling me this. And you're just staring at him like, you know I'm angry, right? But there's a more pressing issue.
Right.
Like, I don't even know what to say.
I know
get
what
out
I
of
did
my
wrong.
Sight for a while. Right. How about that?
Right.
Hey, my buddy's dad ran a dry cleaners that took care of the fire department, the police, whole deal. They had guns left in jackets, handcuffs, badges, you name it, man. And it was just waiting for someone to come back and get it. And they would always ask.
Oh, my word.
Whose is this?
Like, right. We don't want this.
Jeez. Right. In other news to Michigan, where we can always count on companies to do what they were paid for. A local man was playing in the basement with his family when their house was rocked by the sound and sensation of a thunderous boom. He rushed out to find... Yeah, that's exactly what it was. He rushed out to find the source of the explosion and saw the mushroom cloud rising above the neighbor's home that they believe was some sort of an air fuel fire. Or explosion, rather. He rushed in and was able to get the resident and his grandson out of the home, but the neighbor's daughter, her husband, and their two children, sadly, were consumed by the blast.
God.
After the adrenaline of the moment settled, the man started assessing the damage of his own home, which sits just 600 feet away and includes cracks to the molding, foundation, even some damaged windows. Like, the explosion, the concussion alone will just rock things, right? So the man contacted his insurance company to get a claim for the damages, and what do you know?
They're
refusing to cover the costs.
Why? What is their reasoning?
I didn't dive.
Oh, the inspector won't even go on the property and look at it.
Yeah.
Why not?
Because the
insurance company says there's no
chance.
Did
you also notice that the article said, this is the first of a few homes that have blown up in the area?
Uh-huh.
I'm like, what? What?
We just have homes popping
what?
Off out
there?
No,
that's
here?
What they said. There's a bunch of them that just blow up.
Right.
I'm like, where in the hell do you live, man? I don't move there.
At that point, I have to get rid of this house.
Is it a gas line? What is going? Whatever it is.
It must have a fantastic school district.
You know, what in the hell is that? Fracking? What
just happened to that neighborhood?
What's
it
going
has
on?
The best school system. There's lots of parks. Now, one of the downsides, there's a 50-50 chance your house explodes.
Oh, God. Look. Like, there's a street in Baltimore where everybody has three arms. Yeah. Like, you know, it's in Dundalk or
something. Right. I mean, Dundalk.
Like, move.
And like, look,
drink the water. Move.
There's some natural dangers anywhere you live. You know, over on the East Coast, there's hurricanes all over the place.
Absolutely.
You go down to the South, they get hurricanes that, you know, flooding in Louisiana and all that stuff. Out here, we're in the shadow of Mount Rainier, which is starting to burp a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, I get it. Those are natural dangers. Houses are just exploding.
That's too weird.
I'm out.
Yeah. Right. That's too weird. And the other difference is, you know, if you live in an earthquake zone or the flood zone or the hurricane zone, you're in it together.
Right.
As a community, you brace for this, and you kind of get each other's back.
And they keep an eye on how things are going. You know when the hurricanes are coming.
Can't predict the gas explosion.
You can't predict when the house is just going to go up.
Oh, damn. I hope Gary wasn't home.
Right. God.
Yeah.
We got an animal story that's right out of Ted's nightmare book.
Snake in a toilet?
It's very close. Residents of a small town in Massachusetts are being warned to keep an eye out for an intruder in the area, a ball python that has been spotted on camera slithering around. The snake appears to be about 4 feet in length, and they're asking anybody that spots it to contact the proper authorities. But I know that if Ted sees it, he's just going to grab his gun and just pop the thing.
I think a lot of people... Are they venomous?
No.
No.
No, okay. They're constrictors.
Oh, okay.
So keep a close leash on your pets.
Or don't, depending on how you feel about your pet.
That's fair. That's fair.
I feel better about the constrictor than the venomous ones.
Well, sure. The venomous ones are a danger to us.
Yeah, maybe that's why. Exactly. My selfish side. Right.
The constrictor is going to zap us out of defense. Like, the venomous ones, they're just going to bite you.
Right.
Because they're jerks. But just in case those stories with the bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
That python could still bite you.
Not venomous.
It's going to.
Yeah.
Birmingham, Alabama, where a little social interaction can save lives. Since the late 80s, a local man's been traveling through the Birmingham airport on a regular basis as he travels as a consultant for car dealerships. Throughout his voyages, he always made time for the employees at the customer service stand, taking a minute to grab himself a water and chatted up with the folks behind the counter, befriending several of them. But things took a turn in our man's life as his type 2 diabetes caught up with him at the age of 74, with his health declining to the point of needing a kidney transplant. Doctors told him that it could be several years before a compatible kidney from a deceased donor could come along, and the hunt began for a living donor instead. Among those that he talked to were the same employees at the customer service counter, and one woman in particular was rather motivated to get herself tested and was delighted to see that she was a match.
Huh.
She gladly donated her kidney to the man, who has recovered well and has a new lease on life.
Nice.
Yeah. Men's Room Sports! The 2025 Home Run Derby came and went last night in Atlanta, Georgia, where 8 sluggers stepped into the box and put their best on display. And I'm very happy to report that the future was predicted several years ago when a young Cal Raleigh was filmed saying the now immortal words, "I am the Home Run Derby champ." Last night, those words rang true as the big dumper Cal Raleigh became the second Seattle Mariner and first catcher in the history of the league to indeed become the Home Run Derby champ. Well, you're going to watch tonight the All-Star Game itself. It's currently underway over on Fox. You've also got Summer League Basketball over on NBA Network. And you've got some WNBA Basketball over on ESPN. As far as your weather, clear skies and a low of 62 tonight make for clear skies and a high of 90 tomorrow. And that is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Who Sucks Less? The lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until tomorrow, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.